everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
He is the founder and president of MarketplaceLeaders.org and TGIF, Today God is First Devotionals, read by hundreds of thousands in 105 nations, and birthed out of great adversity, hard-fought victories, and the lessons they would bring, the hope of Christ central to it all. He is also the author of 21 books, some of which include The Upside of Adversity, Change Agent, The Joseph Calling, and Hidden Places, just to name a few. And now with his latest, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Work, sought-after motivational speaker and master mentor, Oz Hillman, delivers even more. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, always a joy, Oz Hillman. Oz, welcome back to Testimony.
Been saying good to be with you. Always great to be with you.
Well, it's always great to have you on the program. I've had the great pleasure of having you share for Testimony over the years, your own personal story, and then highlights of your many great reads, and now with your latest 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Work Life. What makes this book different from all the others, and especially now?
Well, Jensine, you know, my publisher who did the Joseph Calling in my last book, and he came out with a series from other writers on 31 Decrees of Blessing Your Marriage, Your Women, Men, etc. And I noticed those books out there, and I said, hey, Carlton, how about one on work? And I had been decreeing things in my life for many, many years, but I hadn't seen any books done on this topic in the workplace. And I thought it was a great topic for a devotional book. And so I jumped in, and he agreed with me that it would be a great topic for us to do. And I like to tell people that, you know, we all have tools in our Christian life. I call them my Christian toolbox, if you will, you know, prayer, witnessing, and studying the word and so forth. But very few of us understand the power of the spoken word and how that plays a part in our daily work life. And so I believe it's going to help a lot of people connect the word of God and the audible proclamation or decree in a way that they've never done before.
Amen and amen. And I totally agree, totally believe in the power of the spoken word. Now, how would you describe for our listeners the word decree and some of the ways it is effectively used and other ways it is not? Can you explain?
Sure. Yeah. I would say the definition of a decree is an official order issued by a legal authority. And the Bible says that we have delegated authority from Jesus. And so we have spiritual authority. And in Job 22:28, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. It's important to draw a distinction between name it, claim it, and you know, proclaiming the word of God, because it says in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so in Romans, it says God who gives life to the dead and calls things which do not exist as though they did. And so, you know, we see a lot of examples, both in the New and Old Testament, where speaking into situations actually changed those situations.
Amen and amen. And we're going to get to a specific example of that in your life later on in our segment here today. But next question. You are, Oz Hillman, considered an expert on topics related to faith in the workplace, in our crazy cancel culture and ultra-sensitive, quote, don't name me, don't blame me, and don't define me, in corporate, college, and institutional environments. What is your best advice for sharing one's faith, or is just, quote, being the witness, end quote, enough? Your thoughts.
Well, I think first off, we need to realize that we are all witnesses, you know, and, you know, we are the ministry, if you will, whether we are operating using words or simply behavior. And so we have to model and be salt and light wherever we are. And I often cite examples in the Old Testament of people who had very difficult bosses, who had cancel culture bosses, Daniel, Nehemiah, Joseph. They all had very difficult circumstances that they had to deal with. And I had someone say, well, you just don't know my boss. And I said, well, I can't imagine that your boss is any worse than those three. And so, you know, they came before us in sharing with us their lives in how they dealt with culture. And sometimes they had to take a stand that, you know, they thought it was going to cost their life, and God came through for them in very miraculous ways.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Oz Hillman, author of his latest must-read, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Work Life. Oz, I noticed you dedicate your wonderful read to the love of your life and wife, Pamela, who has a marvelous ministry all on her own and who has also been a guest on this program. That said, you recount in your book, 31 Decrees a Day, when it was her faith, her decree, that made all the difference. Can you share with our listeners that story?
Yes. Before we were married, she had to move away from a property that she was on. And so we had to find a home for her to live in during our engagement period. And it wasn't easy because she had five dogs. So we hunted and hunted for a house that could accommodate and be willing to allow us to have five dogs. And so we finally found that house, and she says, this is it. This is the house. And so I called the agent who I actually had a prior relationship with, and I said, we want to rent this house. He says, well, I'll call you back. Let me check on it. And he called me back a few minutes later and says, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but an Apple executive has put a contract on this house, and usually the only thing that will cancel a contract is the, the money side of it, and they qualify. So I'm sorry, you're going to have to find another house. Well, we were scheduled to go out to the house at lunchtime that day, and I called Pamela, and I said, well, I guess we don't need to go out to the house because the house is taken. And she says, oh, no, we are going to the house. That's my house. And I said, honey, did you not hear what I said? They just said it had been rented. And she said, that's my house. We're going out and we're going to pray over that house. And so we went out and we walked around the house like Joshua did, and prayed and said, in the name of Jesus, we cancel the contract on this house because we believe that this house is for Pamela. And so we did that. And well, about 2 hours later, I got a call from the agent. And he said, I have no idea what happened to this contract, but it's evidently not going to go through, and you can have it if you want it. And I had to repent to Pamela and say, I guess you knew what you were talking about.
That's a wonderful story. And you mentioned, I think if I'm correct, that you view Pamela as having a, quote, gift of faith. Can you describe for our listeners what a gift of faith is?
Well, I think some people move at a dimension with God that they'll step out when others of us are more reticent to to do, you know, certain faith things, and they have a gift of faith that God gives them the grace to be able to step into things that maybe some of us might not. And that's talked about in the New Testament as one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of faith. And I just believe that Siege certainly has that gift.
So if a listener out there today is wanting more faith, they can actually do as the disciples did, which is they prayed, Lord, increase our faith. Is that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the Bible says if we have faith of a mustard seed, you can speak to that mountain and it will be removed. And so what a great analogy the Lord gives us about faith, that it doesn't take, you know, a great deal of faith when you think about a mustard seed of faith, but we have to be intentional and we have to take action towards something.
Now, your book, 31 Decrees of Blessings, is filled with wonderful stories and then application for our own lives with decrees that one can read aloud, and that is so important, as, quote, faith does come by hearing, and life and death, cursing and blessing, is in the power of the tongue. That said, what, in your view, Oz Hillman, is the worst thing one can do if they are feeling, quote, in the pits with no hope, no solution, no job, the list goes on? And what, in contrast, is the best practically, spiritually, physically, and mentally?
Well, the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy from our life. That's what it says in John 10:10. But part two of that verse says that Jesus comes to give us life and life abundantly. So when we're not experiencing that, then we must be in warfare. And so we have to take proactive action. And that's how we structured the book. Each chapter has a story of an example of someone who made a decree or some application to that particular topic for that day. And then we have 10 decrees. These are statements that proclaim something about the Word of God and based on Scripture. And then we have an activation section in the book where it asks them to reflect on what they just did and what they need to activate in their own life. And so it's a very proactive book, and it's a great book, especially for someone who might be feeling down or depressed, and just really taking authority over that by speaking out these decrees. And we suggest you do it out loud too, not just without those words, but actually proclaim it. And there's power in the spoken word.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Oz Hillman, renowned motivational speaker, global consultant, and author of his latest great read, 31 Decrees of Blessings. Oz, you mentioned others in your book that are modern day examples of people who gained breakthrough in their lives by making a decree. Can you elaborate on just a couple of those?
Well, one of the first times I ever experienced that was when I first got published, and it was back around 2000. And this has kind of been a part of my life for a long time. My mentor really introduced to me the power of the spoken word. And so I had to take 1,000 books as part of a publishing agreement with my publisher back in 2000. And the internet was just getting going, and I agreed to take 1,000 books, but I was working out of my home. And after a few months, I noticed that I wasn't selling but 2 or 3 books a week. And I didn't really have a good distribution network. And, so one day, it was Saturday morning, I woke up and a verse was on my mind. And it was out of Mark 11, and it says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they will say will happen, it will be done for them." And so the Holy Spirit dropped that verse in my spirit, and I felt that I was to go downstairs and lay hands on my books and tell them to get out of the basement. And so I felt very strange about that, but I laid my hands on the books and I said, in the name of Jesus, get out of the basement and go be a blessing to someone who can use these books. Well, I didn't think much about it other than I felt kind of funny. About 2 o'clock that afternoon, I got a phone call from a ministry in Dallas, Texas. It was Saturday. My business was closed, basically. But I answered the phone, and the gentleman was the founder of the organization. And he asked if he could order 300 of my books.
Oh,
it
wow.
was a $3,000 order. And I was so glad it was on a Saturday where I couldn't rationalize what had just taken place. But I tell you, my faith really grew from that. And, you know, you just never know how God wants to deal with something. Sometimes it's through the natural course of things, but there are other times where he'll have us speak to things. And we saw that in the Old Testament with Ezekiel. He was told to speak to the dry bones. And God said, even in Genesis, God said, let there be light, and there was light. He told Moses to speak to the rock instead of strike the rock. He told Joshua to speak to the walls and walk around it 7 times. And he told, you know, Jesus spoke to the fig tree and cursed the fig tree. And then, of course, Jesus spoke to Lazarus and said, come out of there. And then Peter spoke to the crippled man and says, I don't have money, but what I do have, I'll give to you. Stand up and walk. So these are great examples in the scriptures where this principle was modeled.
That is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Oz Hillman, his latest great read, 31 Decrees of Blessings. That is just a fantastic story. I love that. You've already answered my next question, which was, what specific decrees are a daily dose for you in part in declaring and decreeing those things you seek to come to pass? So you just shared with our listeners a specific story, which is wonderful, but are there certain decrees that you get up every morning and you immediately say to yourself and the Lord, if you can share?
Well, Pamela and I have our devotions together every morning, and we'll just go through the book and make the decrees in the book. We've already gone through it 1 month, and we just started over in another month. And so, you know, getting that mind, renewing the mind is so important, and getting the mind to focus on positive things and biblical things, I think, is a great way to start your day.
Amen and amen. Now, as a leader in one's workplace, community, business, church, ministry, governmental position, whatever that position of authority might be, what one character quality is needed most, your view, in effectively leading and enhancing the lives of those they lead? And will 31 decrees, I think we already know the answer to that, help that one listening develop what they need to lead?
Sure. You know, this reminds me of a question that I got posed by the New York Times several years ago. They called me and they were strangely going to do a story on Christians in the marketplace. They were actually doing a Sunday insert in their newspaper, and they called me to interview me about doing that story. And about the third time they called me, they said, you know, our employees are struggling with something that perhaps you could help us with. And they're asking a question I don't know how to answer. And the question is, what makes a Christian in the workplace different from a non-Christian? And I said, well, that's a great question. And I believe there's really 4 things as I came back to them and prayed into that. The first thing was excellence, that God calls us to do our work with excellence. In Daniel chapter 1, it says, Daniel and his 3 friends did their work 10 times better than anyone else. And then the second one is integrity, that God calls us to do our work with integrity. Psalm 51, David, when he confessed his sin with Bathsheba, said that God desires truth in the inward parts. That means you're the same person on the inside as you are on the outside. And then the third one was servant leadership, that Jesus said, if you want to be great among them, then you must be servant of all. And then the fourth one was miracles. Acts chapter 5 says the apostles did many miraculous signs in the public colonnade where the people could see them. And so I always think about those four things whenever I'm in the workplace and try to encourage people to think about those four attributes as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Oz Hillman, 31 Decrees of Blessings. Well, I can just say personally for myself, your TGIF devotionals have been a life source of great encouragement and uplift, and seemingly coming at a time when I needed to hear those words the most. And I know I'm not the only one. You have hundreds of thousands of listeners that get your daily devotionals every day. So next question. Would you, Oz, talk about the importance of business owners giving back with their tithes and offerings to help the poor and also make a cultural impact?
You know, in the Old Testament, there's a wonderful story of Boaz. Boaz was a farmer, but he was a big farmer. He was very successful. And it says that Boaz would leave the gleanings of his field behind so that the poor could come and work it. That was the Jewish way of caring for the poor. And, you know, nowadays I see where successful businesses can be used to impact so many areas of culture. And I like to think that, you know, when you think of a business like Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A or even My Pillow Company with Mike Lindell, all of these groups have, you know, been used of God when they were attacked, you know, and they're givers. They're very generous. And Deuteronomy 18 says that he gives us the ability to create wealth to establish his kingdom. And I encourage business owners to take a portion of their profits to really sow those profits into kingdom work. And there's so many that do. And so it's a great privilege to be able to be a kingdom business entrepreneur, to be able to build God's kingdom using that.
Amen and amen. Oz, you wrote a book called The Joseph Calling, which you alluded to earlier, that comports with what many may be feeling today. And that is, no matter what they do, dreams have been dashed, buried, or perhaps even dead. But isn't that the cross at the end of the day for all of us? We must first die to ourselves so that Christ can be raised in our lives and in always. And yet we must also continue, as your book beautifully states, declare and decree a thing, and that is what will be established, making 31 Decrees of Blessings a great companion for winning that battle. Your thoughts?
You know, one of the things that I discovered in writing that book was that there's six stages I found that people go through to fulfill their destiny and their call. And usually the first stage is recruitment through crisis. Almost every leader that I wrote about in the scriptures had some type of crisis, that they were ushered into that crisis. And that happened both in the Bible and in modern day leaders that I looked at, that all had some type of crisis that ushered them into the larger story. You think about Paul, who got struck blind, or David, he was thrust into the battle with Goliath, Joseph thrown into a pit, you know, Martin Luther King, who was thrust into the battle when a woman didn't give up her seat on the bus, and that was the recruitment for him to get involved in that and became a great leader. So, you know, don't be surprised if God allows a crisis into your life, but that crisis could be the entry door to the larger story of your life.
Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, Oz Hillman, in our remaining time here today, would you share with our listeners the many facets of marketplace leaders and programs in place you've developed over the years to help them do just that, be a true market leader, and I would say Christ follower, Christian, in every sense of the word.
Sure. You know, I think that a great tool for people to use is the devotional todaygodisfirst.com. And we have four devotionals there that people can read. And also on this book, 31decrees.com is a website that actually has a video and a two-part course there to really help people dig into this book and know how to use it, 31decrees.com. And then, you know, whenever people want to be mentored or coached, we recommend our Change Agent Master Mentor Program. And they can find information on that at camastermentor.com. And what that is about 300 leaders that come together, and I have an online website that is an equipping website that has over 55 courses and 140 classes and just many, many other resources. But it's a very inexpensive membership program designed to equip leaders, and twice a month we have live calls. So that's a great resource, and I really enjoy meeting with the people via Zoom and at camastermentor.com.
That is just fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internationally renowned speaker, author, master mentor, and founder of MarketplaceLeaders.org and TGIF Today God is First devotionals and more, Oz Hillman, his latest great read, 31 Decrees of Blessings. You can learn more about Oz Hillman's work, ministry, and mission by visiting MarketplaceLeaders.org and 31decrees.com. And get his book. Invite him to speak. You will be blessed, inspired, and given hope that you did. Oz, it is always a blessing to have you share for Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. And that certainly is what your latest great read, 31 Decrees of Blessings, will help all of us to achieve, and in a greater degree in life and in Christ. We thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jensine. So good to be with you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.